We got our nails done, painted yellow, and a lady rubbed our backs in the dark.
He's Adrian, I'm Steph, and let's roll this intro. So, we're back, baby.
We're doing it. India trip part two. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. Okay, so if you heard the start, it does sound strange, but it's all true.
It's all true. Every bit of it.
Every bit of it. You know how they put a disclaimer before, like, they make those docu-movies or whatever, like biopics, they go like, everything is true except for the parts that are made up.
Viewer discretion advised.
So, coming back to our India trip, one of the things that was exciting was that I finally could take Adrian as my plus one to a wedding.
Yay.
And I was so excited. It was the wedding of somebody who grew up in our children's home, and well, he found love. Now he's all grown up. Let's start with that. He's all grown up.
Disclaimer, huh? He is an adult.
He's an adult. No one was forced.
We're not doing any of this child marriage stuff here.
Yeah, we're not.
None of that. So, none of that.
So, well, they planned the wedding and stuff, and it just so happened it coincided with Adrian's trip, but it also happened that everything shut down. Like, people were not allowed at weddings, like, not more than 20 people. And it was just crazy. And people that we knew were, like, they had COVID, so we were like, maybe let's just keep it a small wedding. So, not only did I get to take Adrian as my plus one, I got to sing at his wedding. Not Adrian's, but this other guy's wedding.
Wait, you didn't sing at my wedding? Are you going to sing at my wedding?
No. I'm not going to sing at your wedding. I mean, are you planning on getting married to someone else other than me?
Listen, I really want you to have a part in my wedding. Like, would you please?
Okay.
Would you please do me the honor of leading some songs during my wedding?
Okay. I will.
Thank you.
And I'll wear a white dress for it too, if that's okay.
I mean, you're not really supposed to wear a white to a wedding, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is.
I
get it. Why not? Like, some people can be crazy, but
only if you're the bride.
I wouldn't mind if someone came in white at our wedding. I wouldn't.
But everybody else is gonna be like, oh, look at her trying to steal the show. It's all about her.
Personally, I don't think I would have an issue with it. Anyways, we are
so you're saying if someone else showed up in a white wedding dress at your wedding.
See, that's different.
Like a really nice, like, lace dress.
I did not say that. I said I wouldn't mind if somebody showed up in white. If they showed up in like a Vera Wang white wedding dress, that would be an issue.
I'm marrying her. See you later.
What? we interrupt this podcast. We interrupt this podcast for a quick therapy session. Yeah, we need to go for a couple counseling
now. This is probably more of a funeral announcement than anything today. So, all right, moving on. Back to the holy.
The wedding.
Yeah, the wedding, which was preempted by something really cool.
Yeah, but let me just finish the thing about the wedding.
Okay, talk about the wedding so we get to the fun part.
Yeah, so we had fun. Adrian played a bunch of Hindi songs, which was pretty cool. And to prepare for his role as the guitarist at the wedding, I took him for a wonderful experience called a manicure. Which is, oh, we're going there never first. Done a lot.
I want to talk about the whole baby. Before that.
No. We're talking about the manicure that you thoroughly enjoyed. And that man caressed your arm and just,
he
you
did
know,
do
gave
that.
You
he did that a lot.
He very heavily. He interlocked his fingers with yours.
He did.
And there were sounds that were made.
There were many sounds, many wet sounds, slimy, slappy kind of sounds. Let me say this. I'm not an individual who typically engages in the act of pampering himself. I don't do the...
Do you want to rephrase that sentence?
No.
Just a little better.
What do you call it? What do you call it? Pampering? What do you call it?
Self-care?
Self-care? Yeah, I don't care for myself. I just sit at home and I smell so bad. I never bathe. I never do anything. I just sit at home and eat hot Cheetos.
God.
I only know hot
good
Cheetos.
Lord.
And to sit
oh my
in my
good
filth.
Lord.
No, these types of things, right? Making, I don't know what it's called. I'm just saying pampering oneself.
I guess, yeah, it's pampering oneself, but it's the way you said it. It's the voice you said it. That's the issue. It's not the word. It's the voice and the tone that you delivered this word.
Well, maybe... Maybe I'm just, you know, still coming to terms with my masculinity, okay? Maybe I'm struggling to open up.
Agent singing, maybe I'm a gangster too.
So I don't even use lotion. Like, it kind of grosses me out. I don't like the way it feels. I don't like moisturizers and all these sorts of things. My skin is already kind of oily, so I've convinced myself that I don't need it. But a manicure is like probably like the last thing I'd want to do. I need to
say this, right? I wanted him to experience a pedicure. But he's just a little icky about people touching his feet.
Yeah, feet are gross, man.
And so I said, okay, let's go for a manicure because I wanted to get my nails did for the wedding. So I was like, why don't you accompany me and we'll do it. And boy, oh boy, did Adrian enjoy thoroughly experience.
Look, this is like a whole hour-long process, right? Like, it's a long time. I don't want to just go sit in there and do nothing, wait for you to get through having some guy touch on your hands and stuff and pull your fingers and whatever weird stuff was happening over there. So, like, I got to join in, too. If this is my chance, my one time to try a manicure, let's do it, baby. Let's do the whole
thing. And so we're sitting side by side. And every time I look over at Adrian, he has this face of surprise, confusion, and just discomfort, just all mixed in one. Like, his face went through phases of depending on what they were doing. And, like, they were pushing back the cuticles and all that. Ugh. And he just, he, exactly.
In that leather chair with my feet propped up, I went through like all five stages of grief, I think. Like, I just rolled through the whole process from start to finish. And like, you're on the chair, right? And you have your hands like dangling in these little bowls of warm water, which is, you know, it's pretty relaxing at first. And they start cracking open all of these different bottles and packets and pouring it in. And my hands are like soaking in this solution. And then my guy here, he grabs my arm and is like rubbing it all over. He's like slapping my skin and like pinching it and doing all this stuff and like grabbing my fingers and pulling them like that and kind of doing this number. And it was like, yo, I feel like this is not like legal. Like, I shouldn't be doing this or something. Like,
it's supposed to.
You're touching me a lot, bro.
The more you like super analyze it, the more you'd be weirded out. You just need to relax, lay back, and enjoy the process of pampering. I enjoy a good manicure.
I tried that, Stephanie. Every time I would put my head back and finally close my eyes and just kind of let the process happen, I would just be woken with the sounds of on my hands between my fingers, wet, soppy noises, and it would jolt me back into reality that this guy is just rubbing all over my hands and it's freaking me out.
Also, something I learned, because, well, I never knew that before, is that people who play the guitar shouldn't get a manicure 2 days before they have to play the guitar. And I did not know that. I did not know that it gets sensitive. And like, because I was like, I told him, like, you know, don't like kind of.
Yeah, I told him not to remove the calluses on my fingers.
Calluses,
because I need those.
But,
or, like, don't use them.
But apparently
soaking
your hands.
The six or seven things that were put on my hands, one of them probably ripped off my skin or whatever, made it soft.
Because
my hands were, like, super soft. They felt like baby skin again. And my fingernails were just, like, little nubs. They didn't even exist. They were smooth nubs. And, and so I played guitar at the wedding for, like, what, 2 hours or something. And so my hands hurt for, like, a week afterwards. Like I thought they were going to start bleeding. And I was very bitter about it. And I swore,
yes,
no more manicures. Done.
But
I don't want another one.
Don't you worry. When he comes here, I'm going to take him for a pedicure and see. Maybe he might like a pedicure better than a manicure, because I understand manicure is not everyone's.
I don't think a pedicure is gonna be better.
Might like it.
I might not too.
You need to open up to the possibilities of pampering and self care. Like, open your heart. I was gonna say something, and in my head it's like, wait, that's not the right word or the sentence, but. Anyways,
I think when this episode goes live, I'm going to get a lot of hate.
Why?
Because am I now less of a man because I've done this? I'm over here having an existential crisis while this guy is, like, rubbing on my fingers. Like,
no.
Like, where I come from, you don't. The bros, the guys, the dudes don't really do a whole lot of that. I know maybe if you're listening,
you're from a metropolitan
area and you're trendy and all fashionable. Maybe this is a normal thing. But down here in little old Louisiana, out in the country, out in the piney woods, men don't do that. They dig in the dirt. They get their hands in some mud and they rub it in. That's how they exfoliate.
Okay, I understand.
Know what I mean?
But I will say this. I want to say this, like, in seriousness. So I want you to be serious when I say this.
Okay.
Is that there is nothing wrong with whether you get a manicure or you don't get a manicure, whether a man or a woman, whether you get pedicures, you don't get a pedicures. There's nothing right or wrong. It's about whether you like it or not. Like, my little sister doesn't like it because she doesn't like the feeling of people massaging her feet, basically. Yeah. She doesn't like her feet being touched. And it's perfectly fine. There is no judgment whether you like manicures and pedicures or you don't. I am just saying that don't diss it because you don't understand it. Don't be like, oh, it's such a
girly
thing to do.
Or you haven't tried it, right?
Yeah, like, don't say it's such a girly thing to do. Like, at least try it. You might like it.
Yeah.
Because for me, a manicure and a pedicure is very relaxing because it's just, it's a time where I sit and do nothing. And for me, it's very hard to do that because my brain's just always going like, pop, 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 pop. I need to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And I like kind of force myself to go get a manicure, pedicure just to kind of, you know, calm myself down and be like, Steffi, it's not the end of the world. You can relax. So I'm just putting it out there. I wanted to put this disclaimer out there. Whether you get a manicure or pedicure or you don't, there is no right answer. If you like it, do it. If you don't like it, don't do it. Basically, you know, that's what I wanted to say.
Stephanie, I think I figured out like why I would rather try a manicure, but I don't really want to try a pedicure. I think I figured it out. So like I've decided that I'd rather put the man in manicure than to put the pedo in pedicure.
Adrian, you cannot say that.
Why not?
You cannot say that on the podcast.
Why can't I say that? It's creepier. That's creepier. Pedicures are way creepier.
Is that what your mind was going to when I was having this serious conversation?
Yeah.
Oh my, maybe that's good, Lord.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Like, it's weird touching on someone's feet, I think. Especially a stranger, right? It's weirder. Like, manicures.
But here's my thing. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe in the Indian culture, like, it's actually a sign of respect if you touch people's feet. I'm not saying that people who are doing pedicures are like respecting you, but what I'm saying
online, a lot of people are very respectful about feet.
Because it's
just weird to me. Feet are super weird to me. They're super weird to me. They're like hands at the bottom of your legs, but they're like hands that can't do anything. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, we're going to move along from this conversation. We are not giving feet 20 minutes of our time.
But Stephanie, listen. If you had to say one is weirder or grosser, which would you say, hands or feet? If you had to pick one,
feet.
See what I mean? Feet.
But that's because if you remove shoes and gloves from the equation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Feet are always like touching a lot more surface area. Mm-hmm. It's because of that. But we all wear shoes, we all wear socks, we all wear slippers, we wear some kind of feet protectant. Anyways, we're moving along from this feet conversation. It's basically, if you're watching us on YouTube, is what I'm gonna say.
Oh, no.
Anyways, so coming back to the wedding.
Yeah.
So
my hands were ready to go for this wedding. So the cool thing is, we went. So before the wedding, I got to learn about this really cool little custom. This little thing called a haldi. And I got to attend one for the first time. And
can you tell people what haldi is?
Haldi, I'm getting there. I'm still thinking about.
I don't know. You have these tangents. I am so afraid because you have like these tangents going on in your brain that I'm like, I don't know what's going to come out of his mouth next. So I want to make sure that I'm like.
I'm trying to make sure everybody's with us, that we're all moving together, right? So before the wedding, this thing called a haldi happens. And in this haldi is the stuff, right? Isn't that what it's called? It's called haldi. The stuff that they make. So basically they take like turmeric and.
So turmeric in Hindi is haldi.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, that's why it's called haldi.
So then the event itself is just turmeric? It's
yes.
Like, turmeric. All right, we're going to go to his turmeric.
So, no, it's not like that, but it's like his because seasoning. There's so many different...
We're getting him basically. Nice and seasoned for the big roast.
Wait. Let me explain it and then you explain it the whitewashed American way. How about that?
No, we're literally like yellow washing him. It's not whitewash. Oh my god. Let's dial this in. All right. So
okay.
See if I get this right, Stephanie. See if I get this right.
Okay, so you want to go first.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to explain it. So basically, Before the wedding, the groom, which is what I went to, the bride does it as well, but what I went to was the groom's haldi. And so he gets there, and you basically do this like skin moisture, I call it like a skin moisturizing thing, right? It's like a beauty, kind of a beauty ceremony thing. It's good for your skin, but basically they take like turmeric, like a turmeric paste. It's like turmeric mixed with a lot of other good things. Some people just put straight turmeric, but that's kind of sketch. So it's like mixed with a lot of good stuff that's good for your skin, and you basically rub it in all over your skin. And so everybody there gets to take part in rubbing in the turmeric on the groom. So you just end up being touched a lot by everybody if you're the groom, and you get very like yellow because of the turmeric, and it's supposed to make you glow for your big day. Stephanie, how good did I do? 1 to 10.
I would say like an 8. It's good.
I'll take it. What did I miss? What did I leave out?
So haldi basically is so that they glow during the thing, but it's also for detanning. So like you get out, like if someone is tanned, apparently turmeric is supposed to be good to like even out your skin tone. Some people don't realize that turmeric also stains your skin, so you can also end up just yellow at your wedding if you don't. Yeah, especially if you don't like mix the correct ingredients together to make this paste. Also, the reason why Adrian was not at the bride's side is because for the bride, only the women are allowed to be there. And the other thing is, at the haldi, the groom is just in like a pair of shorts or like his boxers. And I need to add this, that it was so cold.
It was pretty cold.
We had to put like a heater, like an oil heater next to his body, because he's basically not wearing anything except boxers. And the haldi is cold.
Right, it's like a wet paste. Right, so
it's wet paste, so it's cold. So everybody takes turns to put it, like, they put it very civilized at the start.
And then it becomes chaos at the end.
And then it's like mud wrestling, basically. Like, right. Everybody and anybody in the vicinity is going to get haldi, especially single men or females, like whoever, who are single or who are about to get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're about to get married, you're like top of the list.
Yeah. And so guess what? Adrian and I are about to get married. And I do not like haldi on my skin because my skin is very sensitive and I get rashes and I break out. And also, I have gotten haldi on me before at other weddings, and I'm someone who on whom haldi stains. So I did not want to be yellow for this wedding.
We're doing but, haldi before ours, right?
No. Oh no. You can get haldi and seasoned and everything on my behalf, but no. I am not getting a haldi. No.
Confirmed, everyone. Oh, no. We are doing a haldi before our wedding, so get ready. Look forward to it.
We
it's going to be
a
good
not.
Old time.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, I was saying. So Adrian, especially because we were at the boys' side, so the boys are a lot more targeted, was top of the list for this mud wrestling, haldi, whatever it's called, ceremony. And I kind of weaseled my way out of it to not get it. And Adrian got like some on his face, which was very calm compared to what some of the others like got on their faces.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
all over the face, in the hair, on the clothes.
In the clothes. And it stains. Yeah, like, it stains. When I say it stains, it just stays there. Adrian had to throw away a pair of socks because of it.
My white socks turned yellow. So
he got like two, like, you know, haldi lines or whatever, and I removed it. And it just
stained
his skin.
Cheeks, baby, because I'm
he
so
had
like,
yellow
pale.
Cheeks. I know it's just that it stains some people's skins and it just doesn't on others, and it stained his. And yeah, so that was his first holy experience. And how was that?
10 out of 10. How did super you feel? Fun. I highly recommend going if you ever get the chance. I feel bad for the groom though, because he was really ticklish, and so every time someone touched him, he would just
I forgot.
Shudder,
so. So they're supposed to sit like on a stool, and then everyone gathers around it. Does it? The poor fellow was on the floor for 90% of the ceremony because he was so ticklish. And everyone wants to put it on his arm and, you know, on the rest of his body, and he's just ticklish everywhere. So it's just insane. But from your eyes, from an eyes of somebody who has never seen a holy, what do you think, or like, how did you feel when you went to this ceremony?
It was very like fun, and like it was like more of like a laid back sort of like just fun time for everybody. It was really cool. It's like a it reminds me of like here whenever you have like a almost like a bachelor party kind of thing, where it's like just a celebration really with people close to you. It's kind of like that. That's what I thought of. It didn't seem very like a super like intense sort of like mega serious event. It was just like a fun kind of time with everybody, but something important to do.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like it. 10 out of 10. Do it again. Do it every day. Let's go.
So yeah. So Adrian experienced his first holy, first Indian wedding. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was also very interesting because some things we did not do the way we usually do because of COVID, but
yeah,
it was fun. I was teary-eyed because I saw him when he came in very young, and it was really personal to me, especially because I saw him grow up, and you know, I felt really like I felt like an older sister, like seeing off his younger brother, her brother, but yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, definitely. Aww. Wish them the best. It was nice getting to be there for it. So I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that all worked out, the scheduling.
So, moving after the wedding, the next big thing that came up was Republic Day in India, which is on January 26th, is when we celebrate that our constitution got signed.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. So we have like a flag hoisting ceremony with like people that we know, not people that we know, like people from the church in our office and stuff. And then all these boys and men decided to go on a bike ride.
Yeah, a motorcycle. Now, motorcycle ride, not just
a motorcycle.
Around.
I'm sorry.
Right.
A motorcycle. Yeah. And so Adrian and my dad have been so excited for this that they went out, they bought new gloves for themselves.
Because it was still pretty cold, and we're going like, you know, 60 miles an hour down the highway. So,
and what else did he get? You got masks, new.
Got masks,
what I mean is,
and like wraps for our neck and everything, like scarves and stuff. So we were bundled up, nice and warm. So yeah, we all got together. It was like 15 of us or so, and get on our bikes and head on out. We rode for probably about 2 hours or so, and 2 or 3 hours, and we went to this little side restaurant kind of thing, small restaurant, and walk in there, and I was super excited. So we ride down and go in. You can smell it. It's like, oh, it smells so good. It smells so good. And so we sit down.
Adrian
and
got
order.
To be. Sorry, I was going to say, Adrian got to be the backseat driver to my dad's motorcycle driving skills. And we told him, dad goes fast.
Yeah, he does.
Dad,
he was at the front pretty much the whole
through.
Time.
Yeah, so Adrian, we told Adrian, you'll be clinging on for dear life at some point.
Man, my butt hurts so bad from that. Hitting all those bumps, you're just like on the back of the bike, right, and holding the bar at the back, and you're just like bouncing every few minutes. going down the road. Man, it hurt so bad. I was so sore afterwards. So, but it was worth it.
So you got to the Taba.
Yeah, we got to the Taba. The little restaurant there, and walked in. It smelled so good. So I was super excited. We're going to get paratha and some ghee curd and all kinds of good stuff. And so we sit down, and oh, it was delicious. I ate and ate and ate and ate and ate a bunch of the curd, which is usually really good for my stomach and everything. So ate, paid the bill, and we had the ride back home. So we're good to go, you know, bouncing along a lot, more and more sore. And then we get home, and that evening, well, things were...
All the bouncing.
Things were, let's just say they were stirring, and apparently something at the restaurant did not agree with me. And for the first time many times in India, the first time, I got a bad case of Delhi belly.
Oof. But I want to also say this, that somebody, I'm not going to name who, Adrian, did not listen to somebody, me, when I told him, like, hey, don't, like, kind of go all in. Just kind of relax. Don't do the chai. Don't do the yogurt. Don't do stuff like that. But guess who didn't listen?
I did all of it. And who I did got, the chai. I did the yogurt. I did the bread. I did everything.
Everything I told him to be careful of, he did. He did chili. He did the pickle. He did everything. I mean... Obviously, in the moment, it's amazing.
Right. It was
the next day. Good. The next day, he was out of commission. When I say out of commission, it was like more than half of the day I did not see him.
Yep, I was in bed, and on the toilet, or in front of the toilet, both ends. The whole gamut. Like not eating anything,
and I felt so bad. Down.
Like it was rough. It was rough. I was like, man, I might die.
But I felt so bad because I felt so helpless. I felt like there was nothing I could do to make him feel
really
better.
Nothing
because
you can do.
Because the only way he could feel better is by throwing up or pooping, and like I came to his room, and I was like, I'd sit with you. But you're not on the bed or you're not in the room. You're in the bathroom. He tried coming down to the main house, like to the lounge area. But it didn't. He was back up in 5 minutes. He was like,
yeah,
nah.
You know, even when you're feeling all right after all day of doing that, you know, it only takes a moment for you to be like, all right, I need to go have a seat. Upstairs in the little private area.
And he, I mean, that day we had like we said, we had friends over a couple of times. So we had friends over the day he was sick, and we all were having like nice like food and all, and he was sitting with his little porridge bowl.
Yeah, it was very sad eating my porridge, my doll.
So yeah, that's the major event that happened. And
it was
then,
rough. It was rough, and I was very glad for it to be over because, like, they are pumping me full of all these different like fluids and stuff towards the last half of it, drinking all this like electrolyte drink and eating all this medicine, and it was awful. But I was very glad to for it to be a one day thing, like one and done kind of moment. So one day out of the whole thing, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So as you can tell, there's so much to talk and so much to unpack about India that we're going to just move right along to making this a three-part podcast episode, or I don't know how do you want to say it.
Three-part series.
Yeah, right? Sure.
And series.
Yeah, because there's so much. Like, not only did you come here after so long, but... We also did not just sit around the house, even though people would expect that's what we did. But there's so much more that we would love to talk about. So
right, and we didn't even get to the rest of the pampering that that I got during this trip, because it was a lot of pampering, more pampering than I've done in my mm-hmm. life. So we've got to cover the rest of that too.
We made sure that Adrian felt loved and pampered by strangers. Is
yep, very loved, very very close. Let me say, very close.
So, like always, I will say, make sure that you follow us on all the platforms that have that you can follow us on.
Yeah, we're just Adrian and Steph. It's just Adrian and Steph.
Yeah.
It's easy.
So, you can follow us on TikTok, on Instagram. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're watching this podcast.
Yeah.
In video format. And you can also hop into our stream if you ever want to just hang out with us live. But yeah, we'll see you next week, because we post a video every week, or a podcast every week. And also, if you've not checked out our snack videos, make sure that you head on to our YouTube channel and do that as well. Well, I hope you have a lovely week ahead, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye. See ya. Okay, now bye. Bye. See you later. Bye, bye, bye.